This chazar was echnish b'chesu shagav v'am yehudim etechnas adarim daf lamed beis. Zok tegmar. Bryce says Rav Shimon Karcha said Mila so great as we see that all of Moshe Rabbeinu's merits did not protect him from punishment when he delayed giving his son a bris Mila. Rabbi said Chas Hashem saying Moshe delayed in giving his bris. Rather, when his son Eliezer was born, he was unsure what to do. He didn't want to give him the bris right away because Hashem had just told him to go to Mitzrayim, and traveling after having the bris would have been a danger for the baby. He couldn't give the bris and delay going to Mitzrayim because Hashem told him to go. So instead, he began to travel and delayed giving the bris. The reason he was punished was that when he got to his point of travel, to the first place he was going to stay over, he first worried about finding a place to stay, and then worried about the bris. Rav Shimon Gamliel said it was not Moshe who the Malach tried to kill, rather it was the baby Eliezer who the Malach tried to kill. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bar Bizna said, when Moshe delayed doing the bris Mila on his son, the Malachim of Af and Chema swallowed him up, leaving out only his Mila. When Tzipporah saw this, she took a sharp stone and gave a bris Mila to their son. The Malachim then let go of Moshe. Moshe wanted to kill those Malachim at that point. Others say they actually did kill the Malachim at that point. A bright says, Rabbi said, Mila is so great because no one did mitzvahs like Avraham Avinu, and yet he was not called Tumim, complete, until he had a bris Mila. Another drasha based on a pasuk is that Mila is equal to all of the Torah. Another drasha based on a pasuk is that if not for the mitzvah of bris Mila, Hashem would not have created the world. Rabbi Lozer said, based on this last pasuk, that actually refers to Torah, meaning if the Torah is the reason that Hashem created the world. Zok Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda name of Rav said, when Hashem told Avram, walk before me and be complete, Avram trembled, thinking maybe there was something wrong with him, that now all of a sudden he was told to be complete. When he understood that Hashem was referring to bris Mila, he calmed down. The pasuk says, Hashem took Avram outside, chutzah. The Gemara says, Avram said to Hashem, my mazel based on the stars tells me that I will not have another son. Hashem told him, go out from your stargazing. Go out in the chutzah, because Yidden are not bound by mazel. Rabbi Yitzchak Dashen is a pasuk to teach that one who totally relies on Hashem will merit to have Hashem act in a way that will justify the reliance. Rabbi Shaya said, one who does so will merit to ascend to greatness. Rebbe said, one who needs assurance of the future will not get a favorable result. Ahava, the son of Reb Zera, said, one who doesn't seek assurances for the future is put in an especially close place to Hashem Yisbarach. Rabbi Avo, in the name of Elazar, said, Avram was punished in that his children were enslaved in Mitzrayim for 210 years because he used Talmid Rachamim to help him in the fight the war against the four kings. Shmuel said it was because he asked Hashem for proof of his statement, Bama'eda. Rabbi Yechanan said it was because he gave up a chance to take all of the Sadaim prisoners and to teach them to serve Hashem. Zok Tigmar, the pasuk says, Bayorak. Vayarach is Chanichov. So Rav darshan this to mean Avram emptied those people from Torah. Vayarach is Lashon of emptied. He emptied them from Torah by making them come and fight with him. Shmuel said it means that Avram had to entice them with gold, with reward. The pasuk says Avram took 318 people with him. Rav Ami Bar Abba said Eliezer was equivalent to all these 318 people. Others say that he only took Eliezer, whose name is Gematria 318. Rav Ami Bar Abba said Avram was 3 years old when he realized the existence of Hashem, because the pasuk says Ekev, that Avram listened to Hashem, and Ekev Shachmato Avram Bikoili, Ekev equals 172. Avram lived 175 years, which is saying for 172 out of those 175, he knew Hashem, he recognized Hashem. Meaning for the first 3 years of his life, he did not. Rabbi Ami Bar Abba said the word hasatan equals 364 to teach that there's one day a year that the satan does not have power over us. What is that day? So the Ran says that's the day of Yom Kippur. Rabbi Ami Bar Abba said the letter hey was added to Avram's name to become Avraham. This is because initially Avram was master over 243 limbs, the gematria of his name. When he became Avraham, he gained mastery over all 248 of his limbs. What were these last five that just came with the letter hey? The two eyes, the two ears, and the aver. Rabbi Ami Bar Abba explained the mashal from Kehelas about a city, its enemies taking siege, a wise man who used the wisdom to save the city, and he said that it refers to the body, and the enemy of the body is the Yetzer Hara, the siege is the Averis, the wise man being the Yetzer Toiv, and the wisdom being Tshuva and Maisim Toivim. A pasuk says that wisdom strengthens the wise more than 10 rulers. This refers to Tshuva and Maisim Toivim, which strengthen a person more than his 2 eyes, his 2 ears, his 2 hands, his 2 feet, his aver and his mouth, which are what we're referring to as the 10 rulers. Zok de Gemara, ends off the Perek, Rav Zechariah in the name of Yishmael said, initially Hashem was going to have the Kehanim come from the descendants of Shem. However, after the war with the Malachim, when Avram came to him, so Shem first blessed Avram and only then blessed Hashem. After that, Hashem said that the Kehanim will come from Avram. Although Avram also came from Shem, it was now in the Zchus of Avram, Dr. Ran, that the Kehanim came from him and no longer in the Zchus of Shem. Hadnalach Perek Arba Nidarim.